The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Hello and welcome to The Netball Show with Flyhawk. On today's episode, Andy and I are joined by international netball star Chelsea Pittman, who has recently been added to West Coast Fever's extended squad. Plus, West Coast Fever head coach Dan Ryan tells us about the thought process behind the signing. Pittman was born in Australia but represents the England Roses on the international stage. She was one of the crucial players who helped the Roses win gold at the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games. She was left blindsided and without a Super Netball contract last season after being dropped by the Adelaide Thunderbirds, despite co-captaining the side for 2 years. The signing of Pittman to Perth-based domestic side West Coast Fever is a huge coup for the squad and a fantastic re-entry to the game for the mid-quarter. Without further ado, let's get to the interview. Chelsea and Dan, thank you so much for joining us here on The Netball Show. And congratulations, Chelsea, on the news. There's been a humongous amount of support online out there following the announcement. And how are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I was actually blown away with the positive reaction I got from so many people near and far. Like, I'm just super excited and grateful and thankful for this opportunity that has come my way, and for people to, I guess, be behind it and be so happy for me is really quite humbling. So, yeah, it's been a whirlwind couple of days.
Dan, give us some kind of idea on the actual lead up about Chelsea being added to the squad.
Yeah, well, I think the extended squad members and the training partners across all franchises in Suncorp Super Netball this year are going to play a really important role. And one of our approaches with our training partner space was firstly taking our time with making those appointments, and particularly for me, being new to the Western Australian pathway, having the time to really assess the athletes that are within the system. And taking our time, I guess, really played into our advantage, knowing that teams are really going to have to be drawing upon their extended squad throughout the year, with the likelihood of COVID being a real impacting force across week to week when the competition starts. So the opportunity for us late in the piece to be able to add some experience and some high caliber, high performance attributes and a lot of experience in a player that Chelsea offers us is really advantageous. So really fortunate that it's played out the way it has, and great to have someone of her depth, experience and character within that extended squad space.
Chelsea trained with the squad already?
Well, not yet. We're going to meet Chelsea in Melbourne for Team Girls Cup for the first time. So she obviously knows a lot of the girls from previous teams and the netball community. It's a pretty intertwined space when you get to the stage in Chelsea's career with the experience she's had. So she'll meet the team in Melbourne and then join us a week or two later in Perth and settle in for the season. So it's a big, brave move for Chelsea, but we're so rapt to have her in our team.
That's awesome. And Dan, you've currently got Jess Anstice, Verity Charles and Emma Kosh, who are capable of filling those mid-court positions. So did you see sort of a gap there in the mid-court? Is that why you've recruited Chelsea?
Well, we already had three training partners signed. One, obviously, Sloane Burton being a shooter, Zoe Kranzberg being more of a centre wing defence, and Ruth Arayoung, Sunday's younger sister, a circle defender. So we probably felt there was an opportunity to bolster the attacking midcourt. And, you know, there are a few other options that we were assessing around where we wanted to add some extra strength. And, you know, again, when you're looking at the importance of the extended squad and the training partners this year, having some experience of a player that's played Suncorp, played Commonwealth Games, played World Cup, you're not having to develop an athlete or anything of those means in that final position. It's really about getting out there and doing a job. So it wasn't just around the role that she could play for us, but I think the luxury of having someone experienced in that training partner space to slot in seamlessly. And I think Chelsea will fit the team and the overall environment really well.
Chelsea, a lot of us over in the UK will obviously be interested to know, does this make you now eligible to be selected for the Roses in Com Games?
I think I'm having discussions around all those things for my future with England at the moment. I have made it common knowledge to them that I want to be back in the red dress, and I want to be there at Commonwealth Games. And that's another reason why this opportunity has come at the best time, because when I was over there in January, I was unsure on how I'd feel being in the environment again, having a bit of time away. And literally the first day I was there, I was like, oh my gosh, yes, this is like, I have missed this so much. And I just was like, no, I want this and I'll do anything for it. And I just needed to find a pathway to it. So that's obviously at the back of my mind because there's so many other moving parts and pieces to the puzzle for me to hopefully, one, get a look in and fight my way back into the squad. So what I can do, though, is focus on next week, Team Girls Cup, and then what does it look like for 2022 for me with FIBA? Because I just don't – that's not my be-all, end-all goal is making England. Like, I've got a role to play and things I want to do now that I have an opportunity, and then that's with FIBA. So who knows in the England space? So yeah,
we'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That's so exciting. And I think like all the netball fans, England netball fans in particular, will be absolutely stoked. Australian fans maybe perhaps a bit fearful, who knows. Yeah, we saw a bit of that fallout last year when you weren't offered a contract last season. So what kept you motivated to keep training to maintain your fitness at such a high level to the point where you could hop back into training with the Roses during the most recent quad series, for example?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like when I first stepped away from the game, I had a decent break mentally and my body, and just put, I guess, my focus on something completely different. So then when I realized I still had the fire in my belly and I wanted to still find a way to be a netballer, I just started training away. And I was blessed with joining an amazing club here in South Australia called Garville for the Premier League. And I got to play that season. And the girls there, because they're just so young and raw, it just really made me realize why I love my sport so much. And I was just like, okay, it's such an elitist sport. I want to be part of the best again. Okay, where do I start? And the thing I could control was getting fit again and trying my hardest. Yes, it's been extremely difficult not being in a full-time environment, but I've been doing everything that I possibly can do. So I think it's just mindset, really, and having a goal and having a bit of determination, because it's definitely been a different journey getting me to where I am now. And when I knew I was going over in January, there was no way that I was turning up unfit. I knew I'd be match unfit because I wasn't having an opportunity to be in a full-time training environment like I usually would leading into January type series. But I just trusted in my capabilities and my skill set and the fitness work that I was doing away from it, that I might be a bit rusty for two court work sessions and then I'd be back to it.
Dan, want to check on preseason? How's that going for you?
Yeah, it's been going really well, to be honest. I think it's been a really unique preseason in the fact that we've had a lot of athletes away again. So we're into our 14th week of preseason, and only last week did we have a full squad on court together. We obviously had our two internationals in Stacey Francis-Bayman and Janelle Fowler return, and then our Diamonds had to spend up to almost 28 days in quarantine because of the Western Australian border debacle. So it's been a long and winding road to get the full team together. But having said that, the 13 weeks previous have enabled us to put a lot of work into the players that have been in the environment. And I've been really impressed with the quality in which they work and how much progress we've made in those 13 weeks. And it's been a really great transition, obviously, from Stacey Marinkovic into me as the head coach, and the players transitioning into that new era as well. So it's gone as well as can be expected, but so far only two training sessions with the entire team, but we'll make the most of every session leading up to round one for sure.
And you seem to have settled into life in Perth, all right. What was it, a paddleboard on that picture yesterday?
I'm enjoying all that Perth has to offer.
Watch out for the water.
I think it's absolutely, and watch out for those sharks. They're everywhere in Western Australia. But no, it's just so great to be home. And it really does make you appreciate everything simple about home when you've been away. And obviously I was away for 3.5 years in the UK. So anytime there is sunshine out here in Western Australia, I'm soaking it up. It's great to be home, and I'm loving my time with West Coast Fever. It's a great fit for me and thoroughly enjoying it.
That's awesome. And Chelsea, will you be moving to Perth, or what's the logistics behind joining Fever?
Yeah, so I will obviously be going to Melbourne to meet the girls and officially meet the team and get a run with them. And then I will come back to Adelaide and pack up my things and go to Perth for a bit of time for the whole majority of the season. And then you know what, who knows after that what my journey will look like. But before I said yes to this, my husband, he's just so good at his job, got offered a new role in Singapore that he had accepted. Wow. So we were looking at, well, he now is moving to Singapore by himself next month, which I was supposed to be going with, but I'm just doing an extended layover in Perth, I'm calling it, before I join him. So it's just, yeah, so I will be a Perth resident for however long is needed. And then when my, I guess, time is up for that time, go to Singapore, but hopefully I might be redirected to England for a bit of time. So again, I'm very superstitious, so I don't like to say these are my plans. So I say them quite airy-fairy, so I don't bring any like bad karma to myself. It's just an athlete thing and it's my thing.
Oh, I totally relate to that and don't blame you, but that's so exciting. So 2022 really is a year of a possibility and opportunity for you.
Yeah, definitely. At the ripe old age of 33, I definitely didn't see this happening. And you know what? I'm so, so, so grateful. And I've said that to Dem in all our chats leading into this podcast that I'm just, I feel so happy with the direction that I'm going right now with my life, and that it's netball is going to play a massive part in that. And I'm just, yeah, always smiling if you come across me at the moment.
That's awesome to hear. And Dan, we know the first match is only 5 weeks away now, and you guys have got a home game against Lightning. So I know you have lots of training ahead of that, but what are the expectations of that first game?
Oh, we're just so excited that we can have a home and away season. I think we're really quite anxious here in Western Australia with the border situation as to what our season could look like. And thankfully, the border drops on the 3rd of March. So we're really confident now that we'll get a full home and away season, which means that the girls can get back to playing in front of their unbelievable fans, the Green Army at RAC Arena. And, you know, RAC Arena is one of the best venues, if not the best venue in Australia to play netball. And the showpiece that they put on and the atmosphere and the tension and the drama that's created in that venue is unbelievable. So we just can't wait to play in front of our home fans again. And I think, you know, I've played against Fever in that venue and it's really bloody tough. So I'm really looking forward to being on the other side of it. And, you know, we just want to challenge as much as we can this year. And, you know, we know we're going to come up against tough teams every single week, but, you know, we've got a good squad that's ready to do some damage. So we want to start off strong and see where it takes us.
Thanks so much to Chelsea Pittman and Dan Ryan for joining us here on The Netball Show. That was so interesting. I personally really enjoyed that, and it's great to hear how much passion Chelsea has to be back in the sport. I think that's really infectious and just so interesting to hear. So we wish her the absolute best of luck, and best of luck to Dan as well as he leads West Coast Fever for the first time in the upcoming season, which starts in just 5 weeks. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you all have a lovely day. Andy and I really enjoyed this episode, and we hope you'll listen in again soon.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.